Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General. First of all, on behalf of the Czech Republic, let me to thank you as well as our Swiss hosts for organizing this very timely event. The recent terrorist attacks in Belgium, France, Turkey, Côte d'Ivoire, Pakistan, and in other places reminded us that terrorism is a threat that requires a comprehensive and global approach. We have to and want to act first as a member of the international community, as we believe that it is better to solve the problems at their source. Second, as a member of the EU that is directly exposed to the violent extremism and has recently been hit in its heart, we support all the EU counter-terrorist initiatives. Third, we all have to act domestically, as nobody is spared of an increase of inter-ethnic tensions, including demonstrations and acts of violence, possible occurrence of radicalized militant individuals or small groups who may use violence in order to promote their interests. No country can exclude acceptance of extremist elements into the political mainstream or appearance of charismatic leaders who can unite the extreme scene and reach out to other potential supporters. The Czech Republic is fully committed to preventing and combating violent extremism in all its forms. We support efforts including the Secretary General's plan of action to prevent violent extremism, to do so in all appropriate ways which are in compliance with international law. Traditional security tools alone cannot effectively counteract the process of radicalization. That requires a far broader whole of society approach with partnership at every level between government and civil society. We are very supportive of initiatives advancing human rights promotion and education. We would like to emphasize that laws and policies designed to address violent extremism should fully respect the rights to freedom of expression, including on the internet, peaceful assembly, association, movement, religion, or belief. The efforts to counter violent extremism will only succeed if citizens can address legitimate grievances through the peaceful democratic process and express themselves through strong civil societies. In short, the Czech Republic sees promotion of equal political and public participation as a preventive means of countering extremism. These are our priorities that we focus on in our human rights and democracy promotion project. Thank you.